From sunshiny Crete, Nebraska, I say good afternoon as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball and the Great Plains Athletic Conference opener for all four basketball teams this afternoon. The North College Defenders taking on the Doan College Tigers in the first weekend of Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me. I'm seated in the crow's nest at the Haddock Center on the campus of Doan College. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest 2-4 overall, while the Doan College Tigers riding a five-game winning streak to start this 2012 basketball season. The Doan women are outscoring teams 67.4 to 53.2. The Tigers out rebound teams 43.6 to 31.8. They're making over 40% of their field goals, and they allow opponents to make 34.7% of their field goals attempted. Doan forces 23.4 turnovers per game, gives the ball up 19 times per outing. Tigers to watch include their top scorer, Callie Villar, with a 9.2 average, and she is leading three-point shooting threat with 10 of 20 success. Hannah Dostal and Brittany Lytle each average 9 points per game, with Dostal taking down a team-high 6.2 rebounds per game. Erin DeVries is scoring 8 points per game, and Alyssa Willicott converts 6.2 points per outing. Savannah Lohmeyer tops the team with 4.4 assists per game and averages over a steal per outing. The Defender women are 2-4 this season. Their wins have come over Moody Bible Institute and AIB. Three losses have come by single digits. Those losses are to Jamestown, Valley City State, and Grandview. Dort College is averaging 70.7 points per game and allow 57.8 points per outing. Of course, those averages just a bit skewed with their thrashings of AIB and Moody Bible. Those were two lopsided wins for the Defenders. The Defenders are dead even in rebounding margin at 38-38. They forced 144 turnovers over six games while committing just 104. They have done a better job of taking care of the basketball through this first month of the season. Dort College makes 40.9% of the field goals they attempt, and opponents are making 35.9%. Kayla Brookice averages 19 points per game. She made her 2012-13 debut Wednesday against AIB. Kara Van Dyke adds 15.8 points per game and averages a team-high 8.8 rebounds per outing. Brianna Sprong chips in with 10.5 points per outing, and Elise Marish has lifted her average to 9.7 points per contest. Jasmine Skelhaus knocks down 6.3 points per game and is 7 of 16 on three-point attempts so far this season. Skelhaus also has 12 assists and is second on the team in that category, with Sprong leading the team with 14 assists so far this season. Before we go any further, let's check in with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College head women's basketball coach, and here's what the coach had to say about today's matchup with the Doan College Tigers. Let's talk with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Doan College Tigers. Great Plains Athletic Conference opener, and Coach, it seems like you get to this point of the year and it's almost like starting the season over. The conference season is a different animal than what we have seen for the past 3 or 4 weeks. How well do you feel like your team is prepared for this conference opener?
I think we're very well prepared. Just having played, quality opponents and having had a couple scrimmages where we were really tested in a lot of different ways has helped, just especially the younger players get ready and be prepared to go today. But we'll find out on the court, and we're going to keep doing the things that we've been working on in practice and in games. And so, it's just another level, and it is a fresh start in terms of having 20 conference games. We talked after practice yesterday about, every single one of them counts and matters, and we have to be ready every single time. And we'd love to get off to a great start here today.
Doan College, what do they present? What are the challenges that they present?
Well, they play well together. They're a veteran team. They work hard. They rebound extremely well. They're out-rebounding their opponents by 10 rebounds a game, and that's kind of springboarded them to an undefeated 5-0 start.
What else will they do? Do they want to play up-tempo? Do they want to pressure? Do they do any of those kind of things?
Yeah, they up-tempo. They push the ball, and they also run and jump. They do a lot of pressing in the full court. So, we'll be ready for that, and we do that every day in practice. So it's I don't think it will be a big shock to our system. It's just that they want a fast game, and we also want a fast-paced game.
What does it look like for your team in terms of health? I know Danelle Miedema, or Danelle Bone, held out of action this past week due to an ankle injury. her status for today's contest?
She's going to not be dressed today. She will not play today. And, you know, so obviously that gives others a chance to play and an opportunity to play, but also it limits, you know, she's shooting over 50% from the three-point line on the season. And so, you know, we'll miss her leadership out there, but it will, you know, we just have to have other people step up.
What are the keys for your team today?
Rebounding and taking care of the ball.
You're listening to KDTR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Just about set for the open of today's women's college basketball game. Let's take a look at the probable starters. First of all, for the visitors from Dort College. They will start number 5, Kayla Brooke, I say 5'5", junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 19 points per game. Number 11 is Jasmine Skelhaus, a 5'7", freshman from Pella, Iowa, averaging 6.3 points per game. Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2", junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 15.8 points per outing. Rihanna Sprock is a 5'11", senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.5 points per contest. And Elise Marish is a 5'11", junior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 9.7 points per game. Again, for Dort College, it'll be Brookice, Skelhaus, Van Dyke, Sprock, and Marish. Dort College is coached by Craig Steensma. He is assisted by Terry Bimers and Darren Kaiser. For the Doan College Tigers, they will start number 20, Callie Ballar, a 5'5 junior from Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 9.2 points per game. Hannah Dostal is a 5'11 sophomore from Atkinson, Nebraska, averaging 9 points per outing. Savannah Lohmeyer wears number 35. She is a 5'8 senior from Milford, Nebraska, averaging 5.2 points per game. Brittany Lytle is a 5'11 senior from Petersburg, Nebraska, averaging 9 points per game. And Jackie Allgood, a 5'9 junior from Bellevue, Nebraska, averages 4.6 points per game. So for Doan, it will be Allgood, Beller, Dostal, Lohmeyer, and Lytle. Last time these two teams had contests, it was Doan College beating York Tuesday night by a final of 65-56. They led 27-20 at halftime. Beller topped the Tigers with 18 points and 3 assists with 3 steals. Jackie Allgood came off of the bench to score 11. Alyssa Willicott also had 8 points in a reserve role to go with 6 rebounds. Now, Aaron DeVries will not be playing this evening, or I should say this afternoon. Doan had a 48-31 rebounding advantage and managed 10 more field goals attempted than York with 17 offensive rebounds. The Dort women beat AIB 87-34. They led 56-12 at halftime. Dort College was topped by Kara Van Dyke, 22 points, 15 rebounds. Marish knocked down 16 points and had 9 rebounds. Kayla Brookice scored 19 in her season debut after joining the team at the conclusion of the volleyball season. Opening tap is controlled by the Dort College defenders, and we are underway. With the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it down low to Marish. Marish faces up. 12-footer is off the iron, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Van Dyke. Outlets over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball down on the block. Reverses it back over to Marish. Misses too strong, no good. Marish 0-for-2 on her first trip down the floor. Here comes Doan. Beller passes right side over to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer into the lane, looks for the bounce pass, drops it off outside instead to Little. Little into the lane, nothing there. Tries to fire it back out to the wing, coming up with it. Shot on the perimeter, no good. On the runner is no good. A shot taken by Dostal. Dort College heads back the other way. Sprunk secured the rebound. She gave it off to Skelhaus. Skelhaus at the free throw line. She comes back over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball setting. The offense goes right side to Sprunk. Sprunk looking for the cutter. Now goes to Marish down low. Marish trying to work her way into the lane again. Reverses back outside Van Dyke. Van Dyke, top of the key, puts it on the floor. Spins into the lane, lost it on the way up. And she's called for traveling. Van Dyke looked to reverse her field in the middle of the lane and got called for the steps. Coach Tracy Fairbanks on the Doan College bench shouting instructions to her team. We're scoreless a little over a minute into this contest. Doan with the basketball. Tigers setting the offense, comes left side on the wing to Little. Little gives to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer down to the baseline, guarded there by Marish. Dort College in a man-to-man defense. Doan with the basketball. Out front it comes Beller. 10 to shoot for the Tigers. Beller with the basketball, trying to work with the right hand now, stops on the wing, gives it to Little. Little driving in, fires up the shot, too strong off of the iron. Rebound taken away by Marish, one and done for the Doan College Tigers. Ball deflects off of a Doan College Tiger as Marish tried to outlet it to Skelhaus. Skelhaus comes back to get it. Gelhaus comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath Marish. Marish on the block. Uses the left hand, spins over her left shoulder, gets it to go. Marish is on the board, and so are the Dort College defenders. Dort College leads it 2-0. 18-10 left to go first half. The lid comes off the bucket about 2 minutes into this contest. Doan with the basketball. Lob pass over the top, down to the baseline. Reversal comes back over to Beller. Beller gives to Little. Little with the basketball. Little comes back over to Allgood. Allgood down to the baseline. Might have double dribbled it. Now throws it away as she got pinned down on the baseline. Out of control. Tried to fire it back out to the wing to Kaylee Beller. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Doan College Tigers. Dort College gets it on the turnover. Jasmine Skelhaus will bring it up. She takes it across the half-court stripe. Skelhaus goes right side to Sprock. Dort College playing with a 2-0 lead. Sprock down to the baseline. Cut off. Spaces up. 18-footer. Her heels were on the three-point line, and she knocks down the long two. Sprock with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 4-0. Doan has yet to get the ball in the basket. Doan with it. Pass inside. Taken away by Skelhaus on the turnover. Here come the defenders. Skelhaus quickly up the floor. The freshman from Pella turns. Gives it off to Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Sprock. Two new Doan players checking in at the next dead ball. Van Dyke squares up. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's out long. Controlled by Doan. Coming away with it is Little. Little comes back over to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer with the basketball. Passes through the lane. It's tapped away by Sprock, doing her best imitation of a football safety back there. She knocks it away. Dort College comes up with it. Posting up is Marish. Marish over the shoulder. Right-handed shot, no good. But the rebound, Van Dyke had it for a moment, and she steps on the baseline. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan checking in, Shelby Bittinger. Heather Broman is in. And also coming in is Alyssa Willicott. So the Doan College lineup, they swap out 60% of their players, and a pass over the top and another turnover by the Tigers. Doan College comes in averaging 67.4 points per contest. They allow 53.2 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they come into today's contest averaging 71 points per game. Pass goes to Sprock. Sprock on the left wing. Man-to-man defense applied by the Doan College Tigers. Comes out front, Marish. Marish facing up. She's got a bucket for Dort College already. She tries to spin, and it's taken away on the double team by Doan. Tigers come away with it. This is Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer on the right side. She's the assist leader for the Tigers. She dumps it down low. Spin move by Broman, and Broman travels with it. Doan College, I believe, has just gotten two shots off thus far this afternoon, and they have committed several turnovers here in the early going. 16-16 left to play. First half, Dort College leads 4-0. Dort College checks Micah Holst into the contest. 6'3 freshman from the Hudsonville, Michigan area. Pass goes over to Sprock. She checked in for Marish. Looking to post up is Holst. Holst turns with the left hand, flips it up off the glass. Too strong, no good. A little bit of a hurry there. Rebound taken away by Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer with the basketball. She comes right side over to Beller. Beller back to Lohmeyer. Spots up. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Sprock. Sprock nearly traveled with it as she pivoted around. Now she's going to bring it up the floor herself. Going coast to coast. Stops on the baseline. Comes back out front and threw it away. Taken away by Skelhaus. Taken away by the player guarding Skelhaus. That was Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger drives the other way, and the Dort College defenders lead 4-2 after the turnover and the bucket. Three new players for Dort College waiting at the scorer's bench. With it is Brookice into traffic. Two players around her. Skelhaus gets it back over to Brookice. Brookice with it, 13 to shoot. They've got time to set it. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, deep right corner. Underneath it goes. They kick it out. Three on the way is no good by Sprock. Rebound, though, taken away by Skelhaus, and Skelhaus is fouled on the play by Bittinger. Bittinger commits the personal foul after Skelhaus got free for the long rebound off of the missed three-point attempt by Brianna Sprock. Waiting to check in for Dort College, Jelsma, Blount, and Newman. First free throw by Skelhaus is no good. Skelhaus, an 83% free throw shooter coming into the game. Checking out for Dort College, Sprock, Brookice, and Skelhaus if she makes this free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Skelhaus makes one of two. And the Dort College defender lead is 5-3. Skelhaus on the scoreboard. She checks out of the contest. For Dort College, 14 players in uniform this evening, or this afternoon. Danelle Bone is unavailable due to an ankle injury that continues to nag her. Bittinger passes down to the baseline and a blocking foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the block on the drive to the basket by Heather Broman. It's foul number one on Kara Van Dyke. 14:56 left to go in the first half. Dort College leads it 5-2. Doan inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Baseline jumper from 12, no good on the left side. That's taken by Alyssa Willicott. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Jelsma comes over to Blount. Blount with a basketball on the right wing. Stops. Cross-court pass Newman. Newman gives it left side. Down to the baseline is Van Dyke, and it's swiped away out of bounds. Last touch by Jamie Kennedy for the Doan Tigers as Van Dyke tried to put it on the floor, and her path to the basket was blocked, and the ball tipped away. Inbounding is Newman. Newman with the basketball, delaying on the inbounds pass. They get it into Van Dyke. Double-teamed immediately, puts it on the floor, and we have a charging foul called on Van Dyke. Honestly, didn't see that one. Thought that was going to be a play-on situation, but as it is, Van Dyke just picked up her second personal. Marish will check into the ballgame. Steal by Dort College. Coming away with it is Jelsma. Jelsma has her pocket picked by Jamie Kennedy. Here comes Doan back the other way. Doan with the basketball. Beller. Beller goes left side. Comes back with it at the top of the key. Beller setting the offense. Right side pass goes over to Kennedy. Kennedy swing it around left side. Beller. Beller puts it on the deck one time, twice. Real hard to the right wing, but she's cut off. Shot on the way from 12. Rattles in for Bittinger. Bittinger with both baskets for Doan. And the Dort College lead is 5-4. 5-4 hours scored, Dort College by a point. Robin Blount has it tipped away from her. Well, for those of you wondering about cross country, as soon as we receive results, we will pass them along to you. Not going to be as easy as some days, though. Cell phone service, not what you would hope this afternoon. Goes down to the right side, Newman. Newman cut off, puts it up, and she is pushed on the play. And Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Newman fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. A little over 6 minutes into this contest. Dort College leads at 5-4. Newman will try to make her first free throw of the season. She misses. Emily Newman 0-for-6 now from the free throw line this season. She's got to get on track there. Type of player who will draw some fouls and get to the free throw line. Second free throw on the way for the freshman from the Minneapolis area. And that one drops through, so Newman is on the board. Dort College leads at 6-4. 6-4, Dort College leading by a bucket. Shelby Bittinger comes right side to Beller. Beller with it on the right wing. Beller looking down low. 1-2-2 zone applied by the Dort College defenders. Newman's the chaser out front. Blount is on one of the elbows. The other elbow is Jelsma. Down low, Marish and Holst are patrolling things near the basket for the defenders. Ball was tipped out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Setting it up will be Hannah Dostal. Dostal throws it in about 15 feet out on the right baseline. Gets it in to Beller. Beller swing it over left side to Bittinger. Bittinger with the basketball back to Beller. Five to shoot for the Tigers. Pick and roll out front. Beller looking down low. Two to shoot. Doan with it. Shot up is no good. And we've got a shot clock violation charged to the Doan College Tigers. That was nip and tuck, but one of the three officials makes the call. It was either Doug Miller or Brian Arvin. Not familiar with either one of these. So making that call was Doug Miller. Knew it had to be one of those two. The other, Ann Schrader, officiating this afternoon. With the basketball is Newman. Newman on the right side. Newman goes into the corner to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Stops, picked up her dribble. Blount on the cut, and she's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to the Doan College Tigers. So Dort College leading 6-4. 12:58 left to go in this first half. It's been a low-scoring first half thus far. A little over 7 minutes into this contest. Now, take into account the Dort College defenders scoring 70.7 points per game and allowing 57.8. Steal in the backcourt. Neither team can hang on to the basketball with any regularity so far. With it left side, it goes over to Marish. Marish with the basketball. Puts it up from 12, facing up. It's good. Marish with 4 points. Dort College doubling up on Doan, 8-4. Wondering how long it is before one of these head coaches blinks and calls a timeout. With the basketball left side, it's Beller. Beller out front to Dostal. Take it away by Brookice. Here comes Dort College pressing the issue. Brookice with the basketball on the right wing. Brookice looking. Ball tapped and is taken away. Another turnover. Here comes Beller, taken back by the Dort College defenders and Holst. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken by Holst off of the missed three-pointer by Brookice. Jelsma will drive in with the right hand from the left side. It's good. It didn't look good out of the hand, but it drops through, and the Dort College defenders lead 10-4. The awkward-looking runner by Jelsma. Dort College by half a dozen. Right side pass, Beller. Beller with the basketball. They give it to a posting up. Heather Broman. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Sprunk. Here comes Dort College. Dort College wants to press it. Jelsma into the front court. She's across half court. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Gets it away, Brookice. Brookice looking for a cutter down low. Had Holst open for the moment. Instead goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke will put it on the deck. Driving in, might have traveled with it. Spins, and it's taken back by Dostal. Dostal with the basketball. Comes over to Kennedy. Kennedy to Beller. Beller swing pass over the top to Kennedy. And the pass through the lane and another turnover. We have had more turnovers than points so far this afternoon. And now blocking foul as Brianna Sprunk takes it hard to the basket. And Brianna, the junior, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 11:08 left to play in the first half. Dort College leads it 10-4. 10-4 our score. Well, great travel conditions for the middle of November down to Crete this afternoon. Nothing but sunshine and clear sailing for the around 3.5-hour trip. First free throw by Sprunk is good. She's got another one coming. A smattering of Dort College fans in attendance this afternoon. Second free throw by Sprunk is up and good. She's got 4 points. Dort College leads 12-4. Doan coming back the other way with a basketball. Pull-up jumper from 8, no good. On the left side, rebound taken away by Marish on the weak side. She gives it back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the ball. Dort College looking to build the lead to double digits. Out front with the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball goes over to Sprunk. Sprunk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke takes it into the lane, has it swiped away for the moment, shovels it back outside Marish. Marish baseline jumper, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Broman. Broman goes left side, Little to Allgood. Allgood on the wing, now it's Little. Little left side to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer shot, no good, and stepping on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. The Doan player, Jackie Allgood, stepped on the baseline. Dort College leads it 12-4. 12-4 our score. Inbounding will be Van Dyke. On the floor with her are Skelhaus, Jelsma, Sprunk, and Marish, the original starting five for the defenders. In the backcourt, Skelhaus lets traffic clear. Now she'll bring it up against the token pressure put on by Little. Skelhaus gets a screen. She's going to pop for three. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Tigers have the basketball. Bittinger, long pass into the front court. Little with the ball comes back over to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer out front. Trying to clear a path for herself. Brookice unwilling to give any ground. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound ripped down by Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. She wants to press the issue. Ahead it comes Van Dyke. She retreats back over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball on the wing. We're halfway through the first half. With the right side, Sprunk. Sprunk driving in, hesitates, lays it up, short-armed it. No good, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. It will be Doan College basketball. Well, Doan College led by Shelby Bittinger. She's got both buckets for Doan thus far. For Dort College at the 10-minute mark, they've got 4 points each from Brianna Sprunk and Elise Marish. Micah Holst checking back into the contest for the Dort College defenders. So Dort College misses on an opportunity to go up by double digits. Here comes Doan heading back the other way. Little with the ball. She goes left side to Gibson. Gibson with the ball. Doan Tigers into the lane. Spinning is Willicott. Willicott gives it up to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer shot blocked by the Dort College defenders. Micah Holst on the backside of that zone defense. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Skelhoff stops, gives it to Brookice. Brookice left side. Spronk, 12-footer, left baseline, no good. Here comes Doan heading back the other way. Tigers have it, Little, long pass into the front, and it's blocked out of bounds. Again by Micah Hulse. That's block shot number two by my tally sheet. And a timeout on the floor, charged to the Dort College defenders. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Here at Dort College, we provide an education that will help you understand people around the world from a biblical perspective.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan basketball. Tigers throw the ball in. They get it in over to Bittinger. Bittinger underneath. Shot no good. It hung on the rim. It wouldn't drop through. Hulse clears it out. The missed shot by Willicott. With it on the right side, Skelhas. Skelhas to Brookice. Brookice bodied out on the play. She's going to have to set up the offense from 25 feet away. Comes to Marish. Marish on the elbow. Goes back over to Skelhas. 15 to shoot. And Doan has tried to amp up the defensive intensity after that timeout. Dort College used the timeout, by the way. That's their first. They have five remaining. Dort College leads at 12-4. Pretty good defensive outing thus far by the defenders, allowing just a couple of field goals. With a basketball, Brookice. Brookice, Spronk. Spronk underneath. It goes Hulse. Hulse double team. They double down hard on her. Comes back over to Spronk. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Skelhas, right elbow. Goes over to Hulse. Hulse spins. Nothing there. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk, Marish. Marish on the right elbow. Turned. Nothing there. Kick out back over to Brookice. Ball is loose. And the offensive rebound. It'll be Dort College basketball. Brookice gets another look at a three. Bang, bang, bang. And here comes the free throw for Brookice as she is fouled in the act of shooting. Kayla Brookice with her first three of the day. That foul is going to go on number one. I beg your pardon, number 11. That's going to be on Bittinger. And for Bittinger, I have that as foul number two. No, I think the announcement was that was foul number three on her. Scoreboard shows two. Dropping the free throw through is Kayla Brookice, and the Dort College defenders lead 16-4 on the very rare four-point play. Right side pass, Beller. Beller with a basketball. She comes over to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer, Beller. Beller, free throw line, Little. Little, 15-footer, good. Brittany Little with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is 16-6. Dort basketball, 7:40 remaining. First half of play. Tried to thread the needle, and it's taken away. That was Brookice trying to feed it to Hulse, and there were too many players there. Comes out right side. Three on the way is no good by the Doan Tigers and Brittany Little. Well, at that timeout juncture, Dort College led 12-4. Doan has been limited thus far to 15.4% shooting from the floor. Now, they did convert a field goal, so it's going to be a little bit better. Another three for Brookice. Brookice with 7 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 19-6. Brookice picking up where she left off on Wednesday night when she went 5-for-7 from three-point range against AIB. Pass goes into lane. Pass right side, Little. Little, swing pass out to Kennedy. Kennedy, three, no good. Doan resorting to three-point shots on their last couple of possessions. Spronk has a player open on the right, doesn't see her in time, takes it into lane, gets it blocked, and it's taken away by the Doan Tigers. 6:40 remaining ball in the first half. In the left corner, Beller. Beller's going to let fly with a three, and she made it. Callie Beller makes it a 10-point ball game at 19-9. 6.5 left to go in the first half. Dort College with the basketball and the lead. Spronk, the runner, gets it to go with the right hand. Brianna Spronk with 6 first-half points. Dort College leads 21-9. Well, right now, neither team can miss. Pass left side to Little. Little gives to Beller. Beller out front, Lohmeyer. Free throw line with the basketball is Willicott. She'll drive in right side, and she got hip-checked by Micah Hulse, and Micah Hulse is going to be called for the personal foul as she helps the offensive player to her feet. That's Willicott. Willicott will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 6:03 left to go in the first half. Doan looking to break into double digits, trailing by a dozen. 21-9. First free throw is up off the side of the iron. No good. Willicott 1-for-2 from the charity stripe this season. Another free throw on the way for Willicott. Lindor College continuing to throw wave after wave of players into the game. Newman, Cook, and Raddick checking into the ball game along with Jelsma. It's a youthful lineup now. You've got three freshmen and two juniors on the floor. Second free throw is off the side of the rim. No good, but the rebound is out long, and it's taken by Allgood. Might be the first offensive rebound for Doan this afternoon. Feller with a basketball. She's at the free throw. Well, she's at the top of the key. Comes left side. She gives it over to Broman. Broman with a basketball. She goes right wing to Willicott. Willicott kick out pass. 10 to shoot for the Tigers. Comes to Kennedy. Kennedy with a basketball. Kennedy still using her dribble. She'll drive in and another block shot by the North College defenders, Micah Holst. Holst that time swatted it away with the right hand. With the basketball, Newman. Newman comes over to Cook. Cook at the point. She goes over to Jelsma. Jelsma posting up. Flips it up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Newman. And Newman dribbles it off of a Doan player out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Well, Micah Hulse getting pretty aggressive on the offensive glass. I won't be surprised to see her get rung up for an over-the-back foul or a pushing foul on the rebound. And just like that, Coach Craig Steensman decides this might be a good time for Micah Hulse to take a breather. Elise Marish will check into the game. Inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop is Emily Newman. Newman about 12 feet out on the baseline gets it into Cook. Dort College with 12 to shoot. Cook used up her dribble. Bounces it down low for Marish. Marish faces up. Doesn't see anything she likes. Gets it over to Raddick. 5 to shoot. Now Newman. Newman to Cook. Cook, 2 to shoot. Underneath Marish and a shot clock violation. Shot clock violation by the defenders. 5:02 remaining in the first half. 21-9, Dort College in front by a dozen. Doan with the basketball. This is Jamie Kennedy. Kennedy will take it up. The Doan College Tigers. Kennedy working on Newman. Newman runs off of a screen. Got... Well, that one was pretty solidly by Hannah Dostal. Doan forced out on the play, though. 12 to shoot. They're out near midcourt. Trying to drive in is Allgood. Allgood, nothing there as Cook cuts her off, and now we've got an illegal screen called against the Doan College Tigers. Jackie Allgood has just been called for her first personal foul. And that is team foul number 7 on the Tigers. Player control foul, though, so no bonus yet. Dort College basketball bringing it up is Jelsma. Jelsma brings it back with a left hand, picks up her dribble, goes over to Newman. Newman with the ball, Dort College playing with a dozen-point lead right now. Newman puts it on the floor, in the lane, and she's going to be called for traveling. Hesitated just a little bit too much, picked up her dribble and tried to spin it back to the middle of the floor. She gets called for the travel violation. It will be Doan College basketball after the turnover. Ton of turnovers in this first half. I won't be surprised to see both teams up around, well, a combined 30 turnovers by the time this one is all said and done for the first half of play. That's obviously going to be addressed as the afternoon progresses by both coaches. Can't afford to be giving up that many offensive possessions. Missed shot on the turnaround by Dostal. Here comes Dort College. Brookice comes back to Sprock. Sprock, Jelsma. Jelsma steps inside the three-point ring. Now passes right side, Brookice. Brookice with the ball, 4 minutes remaining first half. Cook with the basketball, puts it on the floor one time. Jelsma will set up, cast up a three, no good. Rebound, though, Spronk out on the perimeter. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk drives in, splits the defense, lost it on the way up, but she's fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So the foul's going to be called. That's on Broman, her first. To the free throw line will be Brianna Sprott to shoot a pair of free throws. Dort College thus far this afternoon, according to my count, 4-for-5 from the free throw line, make it 5-of-6. A second free throw coming for Sprott. Sprott this season a 62% free throw shooter, and she has another free throw coming here. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second free throw by Spronk, left it short, no good. She makes one of two on that trip, and the Dort College defenders lead by a baker's dozen, 22-9, 3:40 remaining, first half. Pass to the perimeter, Beller. Beller with the ball. Looks like a pick and roll coming, and they fire it down low. Comes over to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer splits the defense, layup is good. Lohmeyer with the two-point basket. Doan is into double digits with 3:21 remaining in the first half. Dort College leading 22-11. Pass goes down low. Cook. Cook with the ball. Tries to fire it through the lane, and it's kicked by Brittany Little. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, for Doan, they can, if they put together two or three stops and score on the other end, they are not out of this by any means. Trailing by 11, they can cut this down to a very manageable margin before the half, but they're not going to do it like that. Kayla Brookice, another three. She's got 10 first-half points. Defenders lead 25-11. That one came from the right baseline with her heels nearly touching the sideline, so Brookice drills another three-point basket. Here's Doan with the basketball, trailing by as many as they have all day, 14. Tiger basketball, left corner. With it is Little. Little will cast up a three and knocks it down. She's got five. 25-14. Dort College coming back the other way. Skelhas. Skelhas gives it up to Brookice. Brookice down low to Cook. Cook gets the shot to go, and she's fouled. Foul's going to go on Hannah Dostal. Dostal whistled for her first personal. And a free throw on the way for Cook, trying to reestablish a 14-point lead. 2:28 left to play in the first half. So Jamie Cook with her first points of the day. Checking in will be Micah Holst if Cook makes the free throw. Jamie Cook makes the free throw. That's a three-point play. So Holst is back in. Cook will check out. Doan basketball inbounding is Heather Broman. Broman with a basketball. Broman comes back over to Beller. Beller passed over the top, and a foul from behind called on Skelhas. Not a bad foul to give there. Jasmine has no fouls up to this point, according to my count. Would have been a certain two for Little. So Little will go to the free throw line, and she'll have to earn them from the charity stripe. Now, she is an 85% free throw shooter. 2:20 remaining in the half. First free throw is up. Good. That one splashes straight through to the bottom of the well. Jelsma checks in. Skelhas will check out, and that is foul number two, by the way, on Skelhas. They had one up on the board initially. Put two up on the board. Second free throw is good. So back-to-back free throws by Little on the shooting foul. She's got 7 points. Dort College leads 28-16. 2:14 and counting. First half. Jelsma with the basketball. Left side it goes Brookice. Brookice deep in the corner. Comes back over to Marish. Marish underneath Holst. Holst faces up. 10-footer is good. Micah Holst with her first two today. Dort College leads 30-16. 30-16. Dort College on defense. Micah Holst, a Byron Center, Michigan native. Goes right side. It's all located near Grand Rapids. Shot on the way is off the mark, no good. Spronk fighting for the rebound, and we've got a foul called on the rebound. And free throws on the way, no. It did not come on the shot. So for Brianna, that is foul number one. And the Doan College Tigers will inbound the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. That's Savannah Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer kicks it out. Long two-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Holst. Holst outlets over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice with it on the right wing. Brookice comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk to Brookice. Brookice with it. Feeds Marish. Marish at the free throw line. Fakes left. Goes right. Draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Heather Broman called for her second. And free throws on the way for Marish. Marish with 4 points, and now five. Marish makes one, the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Dort College leads 31-16. A second free throw coming for Marish. And that one kicks off the heel, no good. Rebound is cleared out by Doan. Tigers have the basketball. This is Beller. Beller with the ball. Beller gives it left side to Little. Little with it on the wing. Little comes back over to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer right side. Beller. Beller into lane. Tries to feed it down low, and the ball's kicked around, and it's down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Doan ball. Well, they were trying to force it down low where there was no opening. The ball ends up down on the floor on the baseline. Two players jump on top of it. And the tie-up gives the ball back to Doan. 13 on the shot clock. Ball is inbounded to Willicott. Willicott, a handoff back to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer, reversal to Little. Little, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk hands it off to Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court. Brookice. Brookice posting up Marish. Marish spins back to the middle of the floor, gives to Spronk, and Spronk's going to be called for charging. Brianna Spronk has just picked up her second personal foul. Newman will check into the game. Team foul number six on the defenders. Dort College has six fouls spread out between just three players, so for the last 41 seconds of this half, Skelhaus, Van Dyke, and Spronk will be on the bench. Van Dyke has not played a lot this afternoon. So far, just seven first-half minutes. Dort College, though, managing a 15-point lead at 31-16. Doan basketball, Beller. Beller to Lohmeyer. 11 to shoot, 22 on the game clock. Doan with the basketball, Lohmeyer. And we've got an illegal screen called on the Tigers. And Willicott. Willicott whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number 10 on the Tigers. Oddly enough, Doan has all of those fouls, but Dort College has not shot the 1-1 yet today. Seven of the 10 fouls have been shooting fouls that Dort College has gone to the free throw line for. Newman with a basketball, 10 to shoot. Dort College should be able to hold for the final shot. Brookice goes over to Marish, 5 to shoot. Back to Brookice. She'll let fly with a long three, missed everything. Van Dyke comes away with it, and that's the end of the first half. Our score: Dort College 31, Doan College 16. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a 2-minute break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders have not trailed this afternoon. Dort scored the first 4 points of the first half. Doan scored the, and Dort College led 5-2. Doan scored a bucket to make it 5-4, and from there, Dort College put the clamps on and scored the next 11 points to go up 16-4. That was their first double-digit lead. That came on a 4-point play by Heather Brookice. That brought Dort College from 12 to 16 points. Dort College extending the lead to as many as 14 at 25-11 and again at 28-14 and then 30-16. And they tack on one more free throw. We're at the intermission. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 31-16. Dort College led unofficially by Kayla Brookice's 10 points. Brittany Little has 7 for the Tigers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewick is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the official numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The numbers look like this at halftime. The score, first of all, Dort College 31, Doan 16. Doan College, 6 of 25 from the field for 24%, 2 for 7 on three-pointers, 28.6%, 2 of 4 on free throws for 50%. For Dort College, 10 of 26 from the deck, 38.5%, 3 for 10 on three-pointers for 30%, 8 of 12 on free throws, 66.7%. Rebounds, Dort College has 23, Doan has 14. Turnovers, I said we were going to be close to 30. I was just a bit high, 13 and 13 the turnovers as both teams tightened up a little bit in the last 5 or 6 minutes of the first half to slow the pace down in terms of the turnovers. Each team has 13 turnovers at the break, 7 of those by steal for both teams. Dort College led in scoring by Kayla Brookice with 10 points, 3 of 6 from the 3-point line along with a free throw. Brianna Spronk has 7 points, 5 for Elise Marish, 3 for Jamie Cook, 2 each for Jessica Gelsman and Micah Holst, 1 each for Jasmine Skelhaus and Emily Newman. That's your total of 31 for the defenders. For Doan College at halftime, Brittany Little has 7 points, 2 for 5 from the floor, 1 for 3 on three-pointers. 4 points for Shelby Bittinger, 3 for Kelly Beller, 2 for Savannah Lohmeyer. They've got 16 points. Rebounds, Dort College is paced by Brianna Spronk's 8 rebounds, 7 defensive, 1 offensive. Micah Hulse, 2 and 2 for 4 rebounds. Elise Marish with 3 rebounds, 2 rebounds each for Jasmine Skelhaus and Kara Van Dyke. For the Doan College Tigers, 2 rebounds for Brittany Little, 2 rebounds for Heather Broman. Dort College has 4 different players with 1 assist each. Doan College has 3 players with 1 assist each. Hannah Dahlstuhl has 2 steals. Shelby Bittinger has 2 steals. Kayla Brookice has 2 steals for the defenders. Brianna Spronk also with a pair of steals. Of note, Kara Van Dyke played just 8 minutes in the first half. She was hampered by 2 fouls. Brianna Spronk also with 2 personal fouls. Jasmine Skelhaus, I had said she had 2. That's what they announced. The official stats only have her with 1. For Doan College, they have 1 player with 3 fouls. That's Shelby Bittinger. She's a reserve. She played 6 minutes. 2 fouls for Hannah Dostal and Heather Broman. Dort College leads it 31-16 at halftime. Let's take another break and be back with more from the Haddock Center on the campus of Doan College in Crete, Nebraska, right after this. At halftime, Dort College leads Doan 31-16 in women's college basketball. So Dort College enjoying that 31-16 advantage. This is a matchup of Dort at 2-4 versus Doan at 4-0. Make that 5-0, beg your pardon. They did win the other night over York. Taking a look if there are any other partial scores in so far for women's basketball. And as I peruse some websites, about the only update I have is in football, where Marion leads Northwestern in the first round of the football playoffs, 21-13. Well, it would make sense that other scores aren't in yet, as it strikes me. We had a 1 o'clock tip-off this afternoon. Everybody else is getting started at 2 o'clock. Here's the rundown of those scores, those games. Dakota Wesleyan is at number 18, Briar Cliff. Dakota Wesleyan 4-0. Briar Cliff stands 5-0. Mount Marty is up the road at Seward, Nebraska. Taking on the Concordia Bulldogs. Mount Marty is 2-1. Concordia is 6-0. Northwestern, the number 2 rated team in the country, coming off of a loss to Briar Cliff, stand 4-2. They are at Midland. Midland is 3-2. And it's number 5 Morningside at number 18 Hastings. Morningside is 3-0. Hastings College Broncos are 2-3. Those are all the women's basketball games that will get underway in about 10 minutes at their various locations on the first weekend of Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, halftime. Dort College leads Doan, 31-16 in women's basketball. Let's take another break.
Did you miss?
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up next week, Tuesday evening, it'll be Dort College at home versus Mount Marty. Great Plains Athletic Conference action. That's a 6 and 8 o'clock start time as we head into the Thanksgiving break. And 1 week from today, the Dort College Defenders will be back into the heart of Nebraska for a non-conference women's basketball game. That's a 2 o'clock start time at York. And that's just about another 50 or 60 miles on Interstate 80 to the west from where we turned off. And we'll be there for the call of that game if all of our technology works out. But we're planning on it right now. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. One more break, second half play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders leading Doan at halftime of this women's college basketball game. 31-16. As the afternoon progresses, we'll try to keep you up to speed on the other basketball games in the conference. As those scores trickle in, as they're tipping off at 2 o'clock, Dort College with the basketball to start the second half of play. Down to the baseline is Sprunk. Sprunk, spinner, off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Savannah Lohmeyer. Here comes Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it, trying to cut into a 15-point advantage. They hammer it down low immediately, and a layup is good on the crossover move by Hannah Dostal. Dostal makes it a 31-18 lead for the defenders. Right side pass, Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball as they cut into it with a two-point bucket. Down to the baseline, Dort College returning the favor, and there's Kara Van Dyke's first basket of the day. She's the leading scorer for Dort College at 15.8 points per game, and not ready to call Buckeyes the leading scorer yet. She's got to play a couple of games before those averages hold up. Down to the baseline, another bucket by, this time, Savannah Lohmeyer, and the Dort College lead is 33-20. Skelhaus has it tipped away from her by Jamie Kennedy. Of course, those averages skewed a little bit. Kayla Buckeyes with a 19-point outburst on Wednesday night with AIB. She's got 10 this afternoon, so showing that was not a fluke. Hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. Skelhaus with the basketball after the inbounds play. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, Sprunk. Sprunk over to Buckeyes. Buckeyes on the left wing with it. Drops it down low for Van Dyke. Turns, fires, right corner, Marish. Marish, nothing there. 9 to shoot for the defenders. Van Dyke spins, nothing there, Marish. Marish with it, 5 to shoot. She doesn't want to take the 3. Instead goes over to Sprunk. Sprunk misses the shot in the lane. Here come the Doan College Tigers. Doan with the basketball. This is Dostal. Dostal, double dribble. Made contact with the ball at her waist with both hands and then put it back down. She gets called for the double dribble. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Dort College's Jasmine Skelhaus. She's on the right wing. Gives it to a posting up Elise Marish. Marish, turnaround over the left shoulder with the right hand. No good. And the turnaround shot, here comes Doan. Coming back the other way, Tigers. Kennedy with it on the right wing. Dort College with a 13-point lead. Doan trying to cut into it, and Marish commits the foul as an easy bucket was coming for the Tigers and Brittany Little. Marish whistled for the personal, her first. Little will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Brittany Little. Little, an 85% free throw shooter. She is 2 for 2 this afternoon. Free throw on the way is up and good. So Little makes the free throw. She's got 8 points this afternoon, and Doan has successfully cut 4 points off of what was once a 16-point difference. Second free throw is up and good. Beg your pardon, now it's 4, as it was a 15-point advantage at its widest margin. 33-22. Doan has scored 4 points in a row. Skelhaus with the basketball, and Skelhaus trying to keep it away from Jamie Kennedy, and she commits a turnover. Here come the Tigers. Down to the right baseline, reverse layup on the way. It's up and down. So Savannah Lohmeyer with a two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is single digits at 33-24. 17:30 remaining in the contest. Left side pass, Van Dyke. Doan has amped it up on offense. They've attacked much more aggressively with the basketball. Van Dyke able to spin baseline. Lays it up with the right hand from the right side. It's good. Kara Van Dyke able to spin baseline. Dort College leads double digits, 35-24. Doan with the basketball. This is Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer lob pass down low. Missed it. No good. Wide open was Dostal. She did have a couple of Dort College players in the vicinity, but she missed the open look from point-blank range. Not going to get many breaks like that. Van Dyke gives it underneath Marish. Marish spins her fadeaway off the mark. No good. Holding her ground that time was Dostal. Here comes Doan.
Cut fire is intensified. Instead of being diminished, then we may need to deploy ground force, and we may need to engage in a ground operation in order to go out there.
And down to the baseline. It's no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College with the ball. They come over to Brookice. Brookice lets fly with a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound is out long. Taken by Doan, and the Tigers come back the other way. So Doan with the basketball. Tigers bring the ball up. Tigers trailing by 11. Lob pass inside. A lot of contact. No call made. Doan comes away with the basketball. So the Doan College Tigers setting the offense. 20 to shoot. There was a change of possession in there. It's Jamie Kennedy. Pass goes down low. And a two-point bucket by Dostal. Dostal with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Basketball after using their second timeout of the day. They've got four remaining. Doan has not used the timeout yet. Dort College leads by 9, 35-26. Sprong gets it underneath Holst. Holst wide open. Layup good. Sprong the assist. The basket to Holst. Dort College leads 37-26. Doan basketball, Bittinger. Bittinger throws it down low. It's taken away by Van Dyke. Long pass by Jelsma trying to find Blount. Ball's down on the floor, a collision, still loose and picked up by Hulse. Hulse picks up her dribble in between the circles out front. It was a melee. Dort College with the ball, driving in, right side is good. Two-point basket by Jessica Jelsma. She's got four, and the Dort College defenders answer the run by Doan with back-to-back buckets, 39-26. Pass goes down low, and we've got Kara Van Dyke picking up her third personal foul. Foul called on Van Dyke. She was trailing the post player through the lane and got called for the shove from behind. Dort College leads 39-26. These two teams split their two meetings last year. Dort won in Sioux Center. Doan won the season ender. Left side pass, three on the way, is good for Beller. Beller with her second three, and the Dort College lead is 39-29. Beller with 6 points. She came in averaging 9.2 points per outing. Jelsma with the basketball. She lets the trap clear, goes over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman in the left wing, looking down low, it goes Jelsma. Jelsma fires it back over to Holst, and Holst lost it out of bounds. Doan basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Little. Little to trigger it. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Little triggering. She comes in to Allgood. Allgood trapped in the corner, and we have a timeout on the floor, charged to Doan. Dort College threw a full-court pressure defense on. They got a trap in the corner. Coach Tracy Fairbanks selects now to use her first timeout of the basketball game, a 30-second timeout.
Call.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With the basketball, Doan. Tigers bring it across the half-court stripe. This is Beller. Beller, layup attempt, no good. Rebound taken away by Holst out long. passes into the front court, finds Blunt, and Blunt dribbles it out of bounds. Dort College, a little out of control there. Well, the results are in for women's cross country. Dort College women finished ninth. Ninth in the country for the defenders, so they come through with what Coach Greg Van Dyke was hoping for as a goal. That was a top 10 finish. Doan College basketball leading by 10, 39-29 are the defenders, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders and Jessica Jelsma. So Jelsma whistled for the personal. That's her first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan will inbound the basketball. They get it in. Spin move. Shot blocked by Spronk. Ball dribbled out of bounds, though. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Skelhaus with it in between the circles. Goes left side over to Newman. Newman gives to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline with the dribble is Marish. And Marish is pushed from behind. The foul came before the shot. She was able to get around Broman. Broman has just picked up her third personal. Dort College still up by 10, 13:53 remaining in this contest. So Dort College on top. Throwing the ball in will be Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman swings it right side, gets the return pass. Now does the freshman from the Twin Cities. Comes left side, Newman, thought about the three, puts it on the deck instead to the left elbow of the lane. Now Spronk. Spronk will spot up, launch a three, and no good off of the backboard and the rim. Rebound is tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan College basketball. Cross-court pass, Tigers have it. This goes over to Dostal. Dostal with it. Dostal driving, left hand, picks up her dribble. It comes back out front, shot on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming up with it is Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it across the timeline over to Blunt. Blunt on the run, kicks it back over to Marish. Marish missed it, no good. Newman went up for it, ball deflected out, picked off by Doan. Tigers have the basketball. Doan bringing the ball up on the right wing, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Kennedy. Kennedy, shot, no good. Marish with a box out down low, comes away with the ball. She passes left side over to Spronk. Spronk with the right hand from the left side. It's good. Brianna Spronk with 9 points. Dort College leads 41-29. So Dort College scores the first bucket since Doan used a timeout after the full court pressure defense. Shot on the way from the baseline. Not good by Dostal. Rebound, Doan. Controlled now by Dort College on the missed shot. That's Newman. Newman comes down with a loose basketball. Here comes Dort College. With it on the right side is Skelhaus. Skelhaus setting the offense. Man-to-man defense applied by the Tigers. Blunt passes left side. Newman. Newman to Spronk. Dort College running the flex cut down low. They get it to Blunt. Nine to shoot. Blunt trapped on the play. Tied up. And jump ball. It'll be Doan basketball. So Dort College with a 12-point lead at 41-29, deciphering some information coming in terms of the cross-country championships. Doan with the basketball. Tigers bringing it back the other way. This women's GPAC game, missed shot down low, no good, but Newman is called for the personal foul as Doan beat Dort College down the floor. And there are free throws on the way for Alyssa Willicott. Willicott is 0 for 2 today, 1 for 4 for the season. First free throw misses, everything no good. Another free throw on the way for Willicott. Willicott 0 for 3 from the charity stripe this afternoon. That one she knocks home. 41-30, Dort College in front. Doan hanging around. Odor College has been unable to extend the lead further than 15 this afternoon. So Doan College on defense, trailing by 11, are the Tigers. Doan College with the ball, 11:49 and counting. Van Dyke with it out front, goes down low to Cook. Jamie Cook wheels into the lane, hesitation move, puts it up with the right hand, good. Jamie Cook with 5 points. Doan College by Baker's dozen, 43-30. Let's see if the defenders can get a little bit of breathing room here. So the Tigers have the basketball on the right side, trailing by 13. Tigers pass through the lane, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Hannah Dostal. And the Doan College defenders will get the basketball back. Again, women's cross country. Doan College finishes ninth at the NAI National Cross Country Meet. Congratulations to Greg Van Dyke and the Doan College women's cross country team. Men are on the course right now. If we hear how they did, we'll pass it along to you as well. With the basketball, right side it goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball, gives underneath Cook. Cook spins, nothing there. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball, shoved out on the play, and they're going to call it for traveling. Pretty aggressive on the defense for Kennedy, and Kennedy gets away with a shove, and Van Dyke gets called for the travel violation. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Doan basketball. On the left side with it is Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer collapsed on as she gets into the lane. Comes back out to Dostal. Dostal back out front. Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer will set the offense. 10 to shoot. She backs it up to half court. Passes down low. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound tapped around, controlled by Doan. Tigers have the basketball. Tigers with it. Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer goes Dostal. Dostal right side. Willicott. Willicott shot in the lane, no good, but Willicott will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. And who's the foul going to go on is the question. If it's on Van Dyke, that's number 4 on her. And it is on Van Dyke, as the public address announcer echoes in the background. So 10:28 left to go in the game. Doan College is going to have to make a decision in regards to what to do with Kira Van Dyke, and doesn't take long for Coach Steensman to make that decision. He'll bring her over to the sideline, give her a chance to catch her breath. Doan College playing with a 12-point lead right now. Free throw is up, and the free throw is off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound is tapped out, and it's last touched by Doan. It'll be Doan College basketball. Defenders may have caught a break there. Looks like the ball was tapped off of Jamie Cook down to my left. Didn't look like the officials had a good angle on it. They give the ball to the defenders. Once in a while on the road, you like a break like that here and there. With it is Spronk. Spronk looking high post for Marish. Marish with the ball, 17 to shoot. 10-10 left to go in the game. Left side pass, it goes over to Skelhaus. 13 to shoot. Now Spronk. Spronk splitting the defense. Fires it down low, Marish. They collapse on her. Looking to pass out of the double team. Brookeyes, three, no good. And an over-the-back foul. A pushing foul is going to go on Jamie Cook. Doan has been as close as 9 in the second half. That was at 35-26. Doan College responded with 2 buckets in a row to push it back to 13. And it's been a double-digit lead since then, standing at 43-31 right now, halfway through the second half. So since halftime, Doan has outscored Doan College 15-12. Doan with the basketball, working it out front is Beller. Beller passes down to the block. Reverse layup is no good. Fight for the basketball controlled by Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it, and Skelhaus is fouled in the backcourt. So Lohmeyer whistled for the personal. She's got some to give. That was her first. Team foul number 2 on Doan in the second half. Doan College has no fouls to give, while the Doan College Tigers still have several left in their pocket. Right side pass goes over to Sprott. May as well play the defense aggressively when he got those fouls to give. Marish with the ball, reverses it out front to Holst. Holst with it, back over to Brookeis. Brookeis with the ball, collapsed on double team, taken away by Beller. Beller spins it ahead to Willicott. Willicott stops at the top of the key, comes right side. Lohmeyer to a posting up Dostal. Dostal shot no good. She was bothered on the play by Holst. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Brooke Heiss with the ball. We're under 9 minutes left to go in regulation. Pass comes over to Spronk. It's stripped and taken by Bittinger. Bittinger passes it off. Shot no good. Rebound Bittinger. Bittinger's shot spins in. So a timeout on the floor, and I believe this is going to be Doan College calling a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With the basketball, Sprott, Dort College still playing with a double-digit lead as we approach the 8.5-minute mark of this contest. Doan has just used their second timeout of the day, both teams with four timeouts remaining for the last few minutes of action. Cook into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Dort College and Jamie Cook to the free throw line. So free throws coming for Cook. First one is in and out, no good. Jamie Cook, 1 for 2 from the free throw line today. She's got 5 points. She's got another free throw coming. She completed a three-point play earlier and makes that one. Jamie Cook now 7 of 11 from the free throw line this season for 63%. Dort College leads 44-33. Been hanging around that 15-9 point difference most of the afternoon, and a 3-point basket by Bittinger makes it 9 for her. Dort College leads 44-36. This is as close as Doan has been in a while. 8 minutes remaining. Dort College by 8. Pass goes down low. Cook. Cook spins. Nothing there. Outside it comes Skelhaus. Dort College needs a bucket to answer. With it is Marish. Marish, Cook. Cook on the left elbow. Cook with it. 10 to shoot. Forces her way in, shot off of the glass, good. Jamie Cook spins into the lane, gets the short shot to go. Dort College leads by double digits, 46-36. Feels so much better when it's that 10-plus point difference. Doan basketball, Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer with it, down to the baseline, nothing there. She gives it to Dostal. Dostal out front, Bittinger, another three, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookhuis. Brookhuis for the basketball. Brookhuis gets it away to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Spronk. Spronk underneath to Marish. Marish, turnaround no good, but a foul on the play. That's going to go against Dostal. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Now, she has been held in check since scoring the first two field goals of the basketball game for the defenders. First free throw is up and good by Marish. Marish now with 6 points. .714 remaining. Dort College built the lead back to 11. Another free throw on the way for Marish. This one's up and down as well. Dort College leads 48-36. Doan basketball, Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer with the ball. Lohmeyer setting the offense to the cutter underneath. The layup is good. Dostal got free on the set play. She's got 6 points. And the Dort College lead is 48-38, 7 minutes left to go in regulation. Right side pass, Marish. Marish on the block, facing up. Marish drives in, and she forces up the shot and might have got bailed out on the play. Dort College will take it. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Team foul number 5 on the Tigers. And the foul called on Willicott is her third. Marish's free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Marish. 8 points for Marish. And the Dort College defenders leading by 11. By 11, 49-38. Offensive rebound, and Spronk commits a turnover. After securing the rebound, she gets called for double dribble. So Marish now with 8 points. 4 of Dort College's last 6 points have come from the free throw line. Doan has the basketball. 6:40 and counting. Tiger ball trailing by 11 is Doan. They've been as close as 8 here in the second half. Beller has it out front. Beller goes over to Dostal. Dostal underneath. Comes back out front to Kennedy. Kennedy into the lane. Might have drug her pivot foot. Ball taken away by Spronk. Spronk lets traffic clear. Hands it off to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Marish. Marish squaring up from the on the three-point line. Instead goes left side to Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing. Back over to Marish. Now she's inside the three-point line. Goes back out to Jelsma. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Marish spins. Puts it up off the side of the glass. No good. There for the rebound, though, is Holst. Holst's shot won't go. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan with a chance to cut into the 11-point lead on this possession. With it right side is Beller. Beller with the ball. Beller comes left side to Kennedy. Kennedy with the basketball. Right side drive. They get it outside to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer reverses. Left side. Kennedy on the wing. Shot no good. Long rebound though, and Doan has a fresh 30 to work with. Driving in is Beller. Shot blocked by Holst, and Holst gets called for the personal foul on the block shot. Followed through a little too aggressively and gets whistled for the personal foul. And that's going to go on Micah Holst, and that's number three on Micah. Free throws coming for Beller. Beller 6-for-8 this season. Now 7-of-9. 49-39, Dort College leading. 5:27 left to go. Went about, nearly a minute and a half without a score. Now Doan cuts it down to 49-40. Dort College leading as we approach the 5-minute mark of the ball game. Still a lot of time left in this one, and a blocking foul called on Allgood. And that is team foul number 6 on the Tigers. Dort College has the basketball. Throwing it in will be Spronk. Spronk gets it into Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the ball. And they will have to reset things as the play clock or the shot clock did not start immediately on the inbounds. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Five eighteen on the game clock right now. 28 on the shot clock. .49-40, Dort College leads. Both teams have 4 timeouts remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. On the floor for the defenders, it's Skelhaas, Spronk, Brookice, Van Dyke, and Cook. And we are set to resume play. Spronk gets the ball inbounded to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball back over to Spronk. Spronk on the left wing. Lobs it down low for Cook. Cook, spin move on the way. It's good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. She's got 10. And Jasmine Skelhaas shaking up on the play. She refuses to come out right now, though. Jamie Cook with 10 points this afternoon off of the bench. And the defenders lead at 51-45 minutes remaining. So Dort College back in front by double digits with 5 minutes left on the clock. Jumper in the lane is up and whispers through for Jackie Allgood. Allgood with her first field goal of the day, averaging 4.6 points per contest. Dort College leads 51-42. Just a grinder so far today. Neither team shooting the ball very well. Cook, spin move again with a left hand. Can't get that one to go. Rebound deflected out and picked up by Doan and Jackie Allgood. And now she dribbles it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back, leading 51-42. A 9-point advantage for the defenders. Throwing the ball in will be Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it in to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Kayla out front. Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke driving right hand. Spins. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble to Sprock, who's posting up. Her shot no good. Rebound deflected out. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. Throwing it in will be Jamie Cook. 4:18 left to go in the game. Dort College by 9. Cook still looking. Releases over the top to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the right wing. Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. Trying to force it down low. And the ball is taken away by Dostal. Here comes Doan with a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. They've been as close as 8 here in the second half. Pass goes left side. With it is Little. Little guarded there by Van Dyke. Van Dyke playing with 4 personals. Comes back out on the perimeter to Allgood. Under 4 minutes left to go in the game. With it on the right side, Doan calling for a set play. This is Beller. Beller gives to Allgood. Under 10 to shoot. Comes back to Beller. Beller looking down low. Comes back right side on the wing. 3-point line is Kennedy. Kennedy gives it to a cutter. Layup is good. Count the hoop, and we've got a foul call. Brittany Little will go to the free throw line to try and complete the 3-point play and try to get her team as close as 6. Right now it's a 7-point ball game with 3:37 remaining. Well, you got to finish it out if you're Dort College. You've led the entire contest. Doan is making a charge here at home just as we expected they would. The foul, by the way, charged to Dort College is Jamie Cook. She picks up her 2nd in the process. And free throw for Brittany Little, an 85% free throw shooter. She's 3-for-4 today and 4-for-5. She completes the 3-point play. Doan is as close as they have been, 51-45. In the backcourt with the basketball is Skelhaus. Both teams have 4 timeouts remaining. Brookice with the basketball. Kick out Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath Marish. Marish puts it up in traffic and a foul called against Doan and Alyssa Willicott. Willicott called for her 4th personal foul. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 8 points for Marish today. Marish, 4 of 6 from the charity stripe. And that one's good. Marish with 9 points. Michael Holst will check into the ballgame. Kara Van Dyke will check out. Dort College trying to push it back to an 8-point difference. This was a 10-point game with 7 minutes up to go, and actually an 11-point game with 5 minutes remaining. Marish makes both free throws. She's got 10 points. Dort College leads 53-45. Doan with the basketball. Dort College trying to get a defensive stop. Tigers have it. Beller. Beller on the left wing. Beller picks up her dribble. She comes right side over to Little. Little with the ball. Little to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer on the right wing. 9 to shoot. Lob pass goes down low, down on the baseline. That's trouble, and Sprunk comes away with it. They pinned her down on the baseline. She tried to fire it out, did Beller, and Dort College gets the ball back. Bringing the ball up is Skelhaus. 2:50 left to go in the game. Dort College by 8. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. 53-45, Dort College by 8. Kara Van Dyke inbounding the basketball. 20 to shoot for the defenders. They get the ball inbounded to Spront. Dort College has 3 timeouts remaining. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Van Dyke. 2 bodies hit the floor. Dort College maintains possession. With it is Skelhaus. 10 to shoot. Back over to Spront. Dort College running clock. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Now Spront. Spront, Marish. Marish facing up. Gets a little bit of space. Shot misses everything. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Tigers have the basketball. A chance to cut into the 8-point lead. With it left side is Bittinger. She hit a couple of threes earlier. She kicks it back out. Now we've got a hand check called on Marish. Marish whistled for her 2nd personal foul. Savannah Lohmeyer will go to the free throw line to try and cut into this 8-point Dort College advantage. 1-1. Free throw is up and good. I believe this is the first bonus free throw shot. The rest of them have been on shooting fouls. So the free throw by Lohmeyer, good. She earns the second one. That one kicks off the heel, won't drop through. Indoor College has a 7-point lead, 53-46. Indoor College hanging on, but don't making a charge. It's a 7-point game. Indoor College leads. Pass goes left side over to Sprock as we approach the 2-minute mark of the contest. With it is Marish out front. She is guarded by Little. Little to Skell, and she gives to Skelhaus in between the circles. Right side pass, Brookeye. 7 to shoot. Now to Van Dyke. Van Dyke facing up. She drives into the lane, gets called for traveling. Last couple of offensive possessions, not terribly sharp for the defenders. Doan College trying to take advantage. Holst is in, Van Dyke is out. Coach Craig Steensma going defense for offense right now. Holst has a foul, an extra foul to give as opposed to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has 4 fouls. She'll plant herself on the bench for the time being. Holst down to the baseline on the defense. Here comes Doan. Stepping in front of the pass is Sprock. Sprock comes up with it. Here comes Door College. 1:35 left to play in the game. Doan might be forced to foul here. Pass goes right side, Sprock. 21 seconds on the game, on the play clock. That's on the shot clock, beg your pardon. 1:24 on the game clock, and Door College will use another timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 1:24 left to go in the game, 14 on the shot clock. When we resume play right after this, Door College plus 7. We'll be back in a moment.
In today's economy, families are more budget conscious than ever. But don't let the financial concerns alter your college decision making. Dort College will make it possible. Affordable tuition placed Dort College among the top 10 in the Great Schools, Great Prices ranking published by the U.S. News & World Report. 98% of students at Dort receive some type of financial assistance, including scholarships, grants, and work-study employment. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
You're listening to the KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with the basketball as we resume play. Leading by 7 are the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hope and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Dort College to inbound in front of their bench. Kara Van Dyke will trigger it in. Pass comes into Sprock. Sprock with the basketball, 120 and counting. Sprock in open lane to the basket. Missed the layup. Rebound taken away by Marish. High off of the glass, no good. And the Doan College Tigers dodge 2 bullets. Here come the Tigers with the basketball. Dort College missed 2 by point blank, from point blank range. 2 of the best shots they've had here in the second half. Couldn't get them to go. Lohmeyer with the basketball, and now Doan will call a timeout. Doan has 3 timeouts remaining at this point. Dort College has 2 left. 1:01 left to go in the game. Dort College leads 53-46. Doan College basketball when we resume play right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading by 7. It'll be Doan basketball, though, when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. 3-pointer misses, no good. Fight for the rebound, it's still loose. Picked up by Doan and Dostal. It's down on the floor now. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. 52.3 seconds remaining. Van Dyke is in. Holst checks out on the floor for the defenders. It is Skelhaus, Marish, Brookeice, Sprock, and Van Dyke. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Tigers. Dort College by 7 with a basketball. Length of the floor in front of them when we return right after this. possessions, unless something really odd happens. Van Dyke passes ahead to Marish. Marish with the basketball, and Marish is called for traveling. Collision on the play between Marish and Bittinger, and the travel violation charged to Dort College. 39.2 seconds remaining. Doan will have the basketball and a chance again to cut into the 7-point lead. Dort College needs to defend the arc. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Spronk. It'll be Doan basketball on the baseline. 33.1 seconds remaining. Shot clock really not a factor at this point. If Doan doesn't make a bucket here, they're obviously going to be forced to foul. Even if they do make a bucket, they may be forced to foul almost immediately, depending on the timing of it. Ball is deflected on the inbounds pass. Doan with it. Three-pointer on the way. No good off the heel. Rebound taken away by Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. A pushing foul called on the rebound against Hannah Dostal. And Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Beg your pardon, it'll just be a one and one. That's just team foul number 8. I was looking at the wrong side of the board. So one and one on the way. We'll bring you up to speed on the GPAC scores we have when this game concludes. We'll also visit with Coach Craig Steensma. All that comes up on our Wireless World post-game wrap. Marish makes the free throw. Elise shooting her 10th free throw of the ball game right here. She's currently 7 of 9. Missed it. Oh, it drops through. Hit the front of the iron. I thought it was coming out. Instead, it grazes through. Dort College by 9, 55-46. That should be enough. 23 seconds remaining. Dort College looking like they're going to go to 1-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan with the basketball. Kick it left side. Three on the way. No good. Tigers lose it and unable to salvage the rebound is Lohmeyer. She saves it in but steps on the baseline. 11.6 seconds remaining. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Holst is out. Van Dyke is in. Van Dyke will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of the Dort College defenders, leading by 9. Ball inbounded to Jelsma. Jelsma's in the corner. Tries to give it back over to Spronk, and the ball looked like it was deflected. They say it was not. It'll be Doan basketball. 6.9 seconds remaining, and Doan wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charged to the Tigers. They have 2 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It'll be Doan basketball. Pardon me. Yes, it'll be Doan basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 6.9 seconds remaining. Doan inbounding the basketball, and it looks like they're going to throw it away. No one touches it on the inbounds pass. The Dort College will get it back on the baseline length of the floor in front of them. Doan fails to execute on the inbounds play. Dort College inbounding, throwing it in will be Marish, and they get it inbounded. That should finish it. Van Dyke with it in the backcourt, throws it over to Marish. That's her final. Dort College 55, the Doan College Tigers 46. Dort College wins a defensive struggle this afternoon to move to 1-0 in the conference. And they hand the Doan College Tigers their first loss of the 2012-2013 season. Dort College is now 3-4 heading into their game on Tuesday night against the Mount Marty Lancers in Sioux Center. Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll be back. We'll be back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. From the Haddock's Arena, Great Nebraska, home court of the Doan College Tigers. The Dort College defenders come away with a 55-46 win over Doan in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball. Dort College never trails on the way to the 9-point win. They pulled away for a double-digit lead at 16-4. Led 31-16 at halftime. Doan would get as close as 6. 51-45 with 3:37 left to go in the game. Dort College goes on to win, though, 55-46. You're listening to the Wireless World post-game wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College led unofficially by Elise Marish with 12 points, 10 each for Jamie Cook and Kayla Brookeis, 12 points for Brittany Little, leading the way for the Doan College Tigers. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of all the numbers from the first half of our doubleheader right after this. Here's how the numbers shake out. North College 18 of 49 from the floor, 36.7%. 3 for 13 on threes, 23.1%. 16 of 22 on free throws, 72.7%. Fredone College 16 of 52 from the floor, 30.8%. 4 of 14 on threes, 28.6%. 10 of 15 on free throws, 66.7%. Rebounds, Dort College out. Rebounds, Doan, 41-31. Keep in mind, this is a Doan College team that was beating people on the boards by some 10 rebounds per game. Doan, 22 turnovers. Dort College survives a day where they commit 25 turnovers. Steals, Doan had 11, as did the Dort College defenders. Before we get into the individual numbers, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensman. Coach, your team comes out a good start. You got up 16-4, rode that into the halftime with a 31-15 advantage, or 31-16 advantage, I should say, and then you survived Doan making a charge at you in the second half. You did this one with defense today.
Yeah, they made a real strong charge at us, and, you know, some of our primary people that we want to score points didn't shoot very well. They just didn't make shots. And so we feel fortunate to win in that we held them to 46. Even though in the second half we had a hard time scoring, we just had a hard time getting the ball in the basket, and we got fouled several times. We shot free throws pretty well, and that was a pretty big key for us today.
You also out-rebounded Doan. You limited them to one shot for much of the ball game. 8 offensive rebounds. That's a number you can live with, I would imagine, as a coach.
Yeah, 8 or under. You know, that's one every 5 minutes, and that's pretty good. You know, so I think, If I could see the 41-31 plus 10 number every night, you know, that's going to give us a great chance. That and our defense will give us a chance every night.
What allowed you to get out to a 16-4 advantage early in the ballgame?
Well, I think just intensity and defensive effort. You know, we got tips and steals, and I felt like we kind of got them in a little bit of a hurry. And then, you know, in the second half, too, there was a moment where we got them in a hurry for a couple minutes where they had a lot of momentum. And we kind of rode that back to an 8 or 10 point lead, and then Jamie had a big basket. To just, you know, you need a basket in the worst way in some of those situations, just to stem the tide a little bit. And that didn't happen. So then you have to turn it over to your defense, and we were able to make some great plays defensively. I thought Brianna Sprunk, Kara Van Dyke, Elise, and Micah were very active against their post player. Hannah Dostal, she had 6 points, and that's not very often she's going to end up with only 6 points this year for Doan.
Looking at this game as a whole, and I know it's awfully hard sometimes just 10 minutes after a ball game to do that, but overall pretty happy with how things went today. You take away the poor shooting,
yeah.
It was a pretty solid outing.
Yeah, you know, we obviously have to know how to lock down a game, but, you know, Elise caught it, squared up, and got drilled with a 8-point lead, and it turned into a travel. So I liked how we broke the press and passed the ball, in the last 4 minutes. But the turnovers are a little bit too much, and the second half we need to do a better job with our perimeter people of just attacking the basket. I feel like to be better.
One down, 20 or 19 to go in terms of the conference season, but a great way to start. And now for your team, it becomes a key to try and keep momentum going.
Right. We just need to keep momentum and get better, keep working on things. And, I think in a game like today, Danelle would obviously be a huge help in her experience as far as handling the ball and passing it in the post. But, we'll get her back hopefully sometime soon, and that will help us as well.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's continue on with the individual totals for this basketball game. We gave you the team totals. Here we go with the numbers. Elise Marish, Coach Craig Steensma alluded to it, a tough shooting night for Marish from the field, 2 for 12. She ends up 8 of 10 on free throws for 12 points. Kayla Brookeyes had 10 points. Jamie Cook also had 10 points. 9 points for Brianna Sprunk. 4 each for Micah Holst, Jessica Jelsma, and Kara Van Dyke. 1 for Emily Newman. one for Jasmine Skelhaas. For Dort College's total of 55 points. For the Doan College Tigers, they entered averaging 67 points per game. They're held to 46 this afternoon. Brittany Little had 12 points, 7 for Savannah Lohmeyer, 9 for Shelby Bittinger, 8 for Kelly Ballar, 6 for Hannah Dostal, 2 for Jackie Allgood, and 2 for Alyssa Willicott for their total of 46 points. Rebounds, Brianna Sprock had 11, 6 for Michael Holst, 4 each for Jasmine Skelhaas and Kara Van Dyke. For the Doan College Tigers, Savannah Lohmeyer had 5 rebounds, 3 each for Kelly Ballar and Hannah Dostal, 4 for Brittany Little, 3 each for Jamie Kennedy and Heather Broman. Callie Ballar had 2 assists for Doan. Jamie Kennedy also with 2 assists. For Dort College, no one had more than 1 assist in this ballgame. Kayla Brookice with 2 steals. Brianna Spronk with 5 steals. For Doan College, Hannah Dostal had 3 steals. Shelby Bittinger had 3 steals. Callie Beller had 2 steals. And Jamie Kennedy also had 2 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College, 1-0 with the conference, 3-4 overall. Doan College, 0-1 and 5-1. Next up for the Doan College Tigers, they will be hosting nationally rated Briar Cliff on Tuesday evening, while the Dort College Defenders will be hosting Mount Marty on Tuesday evening as well. That's going to do it for the women's portion of our broadcast. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take a break. We'll shift gears, and we'll be back with men's college basketball right after this.